Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
I spent $40,000 on shoes?
What's the matter, Morty?
Great gowns, beautiful gowns.
Fashion has changed.
No, it hasn't.
Because at the end of the day, I actually think this can be salvaged. I know I've been the biggest, like...
Oh, yeah. That's what's so fascinating and perplexing about it, is that it's almost there. It's like, you know, when you're watching, like, waiting for Postmates or something, and the little, like, graphic, it's like, you're so fucking close. That's what it feels like. It's like it's out for delivery, but it's still, like, 2 miles away from my house.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do?
Well, I feel like a big plot point that was set up in the first season is the fact that Carrie wrote a memoir. Carrie wrote a new book, and, you know...
It's all about the book in season two.
Well, but I think an interesting thing that could happen with Carrie is, because she is no longer sad, that she's written this book that has such an effect on people, that she's doing all these book tours, and, like, maybe she's getting, you know, dick now and she's happy, but all of these grieving women that really are going through something go, and she has to juxtapose, like, being brilliantly happy for the first time in a year with, like, pretending to be sad again, because she's got to live through what she wrote in this book because it resonates with people.
Yeah, her book event is very much like the book event in the 10-minute version of All Too Well. You know, it's like that vibe, like everyone's in black turtlenecks and crying and shit.
Oh, I hope she doesn't see the ghost of Big, though.
And there's also some opportunity for her to do some, like, have some plot lines that are around, like, the press and promotion and stuff like that. She could go on talk shows.
Justin Theroux could be a New York Magazine editor who interviews her.
And yeah, I think, you know what would be so good? If they did Single and, like, a play on the Single and Fabulous, Widowed and Fabulous, come on.
Well, also, you know, we talked about in the previous episode the dueling visions of Darren Star and Michael Patrick King, but this is almost a way to fuse the two together, which is Carrie was so focused on her happy ending and getting that happy ending with Big that she got that, and now she's no longer burdened with, who will I end up with? Will Big come back around? Will we end up being together? That she can finally just be free.
Totally. But I think we need a bit of a time jump. She needs to be in a different apartment, because it's not realistic that a woman this wealthy would choose to live in this apartment. It's just not. Like, she wants a heated floor. Like, it's, when you have that kind of money, you can't go back unless you're forced to.
And there's a way to do it with keeping the original Carrie apartment location, which is, I enjoyed that episode where she had a new apartment. I was like, okay, this is, like, weird, but I like it. Not the green screens. Please find an actual fucking apartment like Succession does. But just make her old apartment the set, her office, like they did in the first film or the second film.
Yeah, her office slash her closet. The market's bad now. I don't want to sell, you know, whatever.
One
line.
Also, I forgot all of last year. I'm phenomenally wealthy. Like, I don't need to sell this apartment.
I'm going to give this to Lily someday.
Also, there needs to be a reckoning with her wealth.
Yeah. Well, there also, I think... I would like to see Carrie not fully get canceled, because I don't want this as, like, a season-long plot line for her. But if in promoting her book, something from her column resurfaced, I think that would be an interesting thing to address.
And we had pitched that we thought this is how the first season was going to go down. You can still use it. It makes even more sense now that she would have a 90-second why conversation with, and then you could get a fun... person. You could get a Fran Lebowitz, although I think Fran Lebowitz would never.
Fran Lebowitz said no to the fashion show sequence in The Real Me, so I'm pretty sure she's not
in for this. But you know what I mean. You could get a fun guest star, or
one that doesn't believe that Sex and the City single-handedly destroyed New York, as I'm sure Fran does. That's how you can tell a real New Yorker.
Or fucking get Margot Martindale to be a Fran Lebowitz type. Whatever. But that is a perfect moment.
Yeah, there's a real lack of Margot Martindale.
Intersecting in the Sex and
the
City
never
world.
Been on the show or in the movies?
She's more of a West Coast babe.
That doesn't seem right.
Anyway, that seems like such a fertile ground that during a Q&A, someone asks her about, you know, her bisexual article, or because it's yeah. a little weird.
Like an angry bisexual asks her about, well, they have a right to be angry. Sorry, I wasn't meaning to suggest that all bisexuals are angry. I just think that, you know.
It's our Patreon. It's our safe space.
And we love our bisexual Patreon listeners.
That's another puzzling thing. Not to go back to season one, as we're in our dream for season two, but like, really, Che didn't Google Carrie? And Che is not the voice of like, hey man, you said some like fucked up shit in your articles previously.
Well, thank God, because then Che would have just come across as being annoying because it came from Che.
That's very true.
We need this to come from like a random person or a random journalist or something like that.
Anyway, there are four great episodes and plot lines for Carrie for season two.
Okay, what about Miranda though?
We're sorry that we had to cut that off, but if you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/everyoutfit.